From House to Home is a 3-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all. And welcome to the studio this week. We are thrilled to welcome Mr. Aaron Bockenheimer to the studio. Aaron is the director of the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life and Community Involvement at UNC. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Jeremy, thanks for having me.
It's really great to have you. It's great to have you. We've got a lot to cover.
Happy to be here.
Well, we've got a lot to cover, so let's get right to it.
Certainly, you know, one of the things that we want to make sure of, or at least have some influence or input on, is that if and when our students move off campus, that there are opportunities for them to be able to afford the places that they live in. I think one of the good news is that Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and the surrounding communities have a diversity of opportunities, right? There are apartment complexes, some older, some newer, with a variety of amenities and services. There is a relatively robust rental housing market in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And so certainly we pay attention and want to pay attention to, you know, where are students living? Are their living environments conducive to their academic endeavors? Are they able to afford and live in this community after they leave campus, if they leave campus? So, yeah, I mean, I think it's been an evolving scene. We certainly have seen during my time at Carolina an increase in properties that are newer, that are closer to downtown. And for many of our students, that's great for them, right? I mean, it's an opportunity to live closer to campus. And so from that standpoint alone, we value that. We know that there is research to indicate the closer you live to campus, the more likely you are to stay engaged on campus. One of the challenges, perhaps, with some of the new properties that we've seen is that they do tend to serve a market that sits at least at the higher end of the economic spectrum, right? And so some of our students who may not have a sort of litany of financial resources may be challenged to enter that marketplace. And we've seen a gradual rising of all rents across the community. So as opposed to the idea that maybe new places come in are more expensive and that allows some of the older properties to sort of be less expensive, I think what we've seen rather is that some of the older properties retool, refurbish, and try to compete at least somewhat in the same marketplace.
I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this has been From House to Home, a 3-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.